Okay, let's dive in. Today, we're focused on using Next.js to build an MVP, a minimum viable product, really fast. The idea is that Next.js is sort of the key tool for this speed run, right? Getting that vital user feedback quickly.
Exactly. And what's really interesting is how Next.js, it streamlines things. It's not just easier, it actually cuts out huge chunks of configuration.
How so?
Well, it brings the front end and back end together. You can, define your API routes right there next to your pages. No need for a whole separate server setup, which is just massive for small teams starting out.
Right, that makes sense. And then there's the speed element you mentioned, the rendering strategies. We hear SSR, SSG all the time. How does server-side rendering or static site generation actually give you an edge when you're rushing an MVP?
Yeah, that's crucial. It means the same developer can push out a super fast marketing page using SSG, cached globally, and then in the same project, build a secure dynamic dashboard for users with SSR, all in one framework.
Zero context switching.
Precisely. Plus, you've got ISR, incremental static regeneration, for updating static pages without a full rebuild. That is pure speed for validation.
Okay. Let's shift gears a bit. Before coding anything, planning, the sources really, really hammer home this idea of like ruthless restriction. Why is that so vital? If speed's the goal, why not just grab a no-code tool?
Because, well, the stats are pretty stark. Something like 42% of startups fail because nobody actually wants what they built. Lack of market demand.
Good.
Yeah. So building the wrong thing perfectly, even quickly, is still failure. The MVP has one job: validate the core idea, solve that one
And
problem.
that's where this Moscow method comes in, to stop you adding bells and whistles.
Exactly. Moscow helps fight that feature creep. It stands for must have, should have, could have, and won't have.
Right, MSCW. And for the MVP, the rule is.
Only the M, only the must-haves. You absolutely have to resist adding, that cool extra feature or complex profile page, just the core.
So that focus keeps the tech stack lean too, using Next.js just for that core problem.
Correct. It ensures your effort goes where it matters most for validation.
Okay, that makes sense. So assuming we've ruthlessly defined that scope, how fast can we actually get a Next.js project up and running?
Almost instantly, really. You run npx create next app at latest, and boom, you get a project ready to go.
Comes pre-configured.
Yeah, often with TypeScript, Tailwind CSS, even TurboPack for super fast development server reloads. It minimizes that initial setup drudgery so you jump right into features.
And structuring those must-have features, the app directory in newer Next.js versions, the app router. Why is that structure good for a lean MVP?
It's all about convention and performance. The app directory uses file system routing folders become URL paths. Super simple, keeps things organized. But the big thing with the app router is React server components.
Ah, right. More work done on the server.
Exactly. Less JavaScript shipped to the browser, which means faster initial page loads. Absolutely critical for first impressions.
Got it. So structure for performance. Now, building those core features, using that SSG SSR flexibility smartly.
Yeah, you need to be strategic. Use SSG or ISR for static stuff like your landing page, docs maybe, pages that don't change enough per user and need to be fast.
Okay.
But the moment you need personalized dynamic content, like a user's dashboard after they log in, you switch to SSR, that data needs to be fresh.
So it's about balancing that raw speed with data freshness.
Precisely. And even for an MVP, styling, it matters. People notice sloppy design.
True. Need it to look credible.
Absolutely. But keep it lightweight. Tailwind CSS is popular because it's utility first, quick to implement, and doesn't add tons of CSS bloat. Performance first.
Makes sense. Keep it clean, keep it fast.
No.
So code done, styling done, deployment.
Final steps. You run npm run build, get your optimized production code, then pick a host.
And for speed, probably the path of least resistance.
Usually, Vercel is kind of the default choice made by the Next.js team. Zero config deployments, scales automatically, global CDN, super easy.
But others work too.
Oh yeah, Netlify, AWS Amplify, plenty of good options depending on your needs.
So tying it all together, Next.js gives you the framework and the tools to, force that focus, use the right rendering, and just get value out there fast.
It provides the structure, the guardrails, and the speed optimizations you need for that critical MVP phase. It lets you build that runway.
It really sounds like the tech enables the strategy, validate the market before you run out of steam.
Right. And that validation that leads to a key question for you listening. You launch this lean MVP. What metric really tells you if you've hit product market fit? Is it just signups? Is it how much they use it? Engagement? Or is it maybe customer satisfaction scores? Or conversion rates?
Good question. It's not just about shipping features.
No, it's about learning. Constant learning and refining based on what your actual users do, not just what you think they'll do. That exploration is the real goal.